Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
And welcoming in Mark Walters to a Tuesday, host of Armed American Radio and Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me. Good morning, Ryan. Good morning, Dan. Good morning, St. Louis. Great to be here.
Mark,
Mark, I got a quick question. So many people are kind of leaning into and looking at the connection between many of these mass shootings, the sniper who had a relationship with a transgender person, all the trans shooters. Do you think that there's somehow connection between the violence that we're seeing in disproportionate amounts of transgender gunmen? I mean, don't you think the FBI should take a serious look at what's going on in this community?
Yeah, and you know, I'm glad you brought it up, because I've often said when coincidences begin to line up, maybe they're not coincidences anymore, okay? So it's something we have to start taking a look at. Clearly, there's something. Now, I don't know what that is, but it does need to be looked at. Here's what I can tell people. Two of the three people that are heading up the FBI, and that includes now Andrew Bailey, the former Missouri Attorney General, is a friend of mine. You guys know him well.
Sure.
And, of course, Kash Patel. I know both of those men, and I trust both of those men to give us the truth. I know both of those men personally. I've talked to both of them face-to-face. I've looked them in their eye. I've interviewed them. They've answered questions, and they've spoken about issues with me, both of them together. In fact, I was supposed to be interviewing Bailey at the Gun Rights Policy Conference this weekend coming up in Utah, but because of his new positions in Washington and so forth, he was unable to be there. I had a fireside chat scheduled with him in front of the crowd. So I trust these men to give us the answers, because I know these men personally far more than I trust anybody in the former Biden administration officials. I can say that with certainty. But, you know, let's face it, Washington is a power vacuum, right? As you were just talking about with Todd, you know, the government is a slog. You know, how long will it take to get these answers? I don't know, but there's clearly a connection somewhere, because we've seen too many. And if you go back and look at, I don't want to say go back and look at the tape, but if you listen to Charlie's last words, when he was asked that question, and we'll talk about the timing of that question, too, coincidentally. That was interesting. Right. But he said the question was, do you know how many trans mass shooters there have been? And Charlie's response was, too many.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he was getting ready, if you know anything about Charlie Kirk, he was getting ready to go in that direction. And then when he asked about whether it was including gangs or gang violence, the question, and then, of course, he was tragically murdered in front of the whole world to see. So is there a connection there? There's got to be. Yeah. And if you look at the manifestos of some of these killers, they've made mention of their own trans issues in their own manifestos. Right. So the connection has got to be there. Over and above that, psychologically, that's above my pay grade. But just looking at it at the surface, when things begin to line up in order, well, you've got to start looking at whether or not it's a coincidence. You know, I think that's a fair statement. I think it's a fair assessment.
Mark, are you having any problem with the sequence of events that they're reporting happened, especially in relation to the gun itself? I've never fired that particular model of a 30-06, but most high-powered rifles that I have dealt with are not easy to disassemble, not quickly anyway.
That's true.
So how did he, A, get it up there? I don't buy that it was maybe down his pants. Could you even walk up a flight of stairs if you had a rifle going through your pant leg and up through your body? I don't even know how you'd bend your leg as well as he was. Clearly, he was limping. I know people had video of him limping. But leaving, I don't see where that gun could have been. Could he have broken down that barrel and that so quickly and gotten it into his backpack?
Well, let me say this. I've never disassembled a Mauser 98, so I don't have the technical information on that. I have fired the gun. They're fun guns to shoot. They're very popular. They've been around for a long time, and a lot of people use them. The 30-06. Yeah, I had a long discussion by text with my brother-in-law last night, who is 100% conspiracy theory.
Okay.
And when I asked him to provide me any other answer, any than what we know, he couldn't. And we tend to see that a lot. You've got to look. There's a lot of things with, you know, the terminal ballistics, et cetera. That round, that 30-06 round, is not as big as a lot of people think it is. It's not much bigger than a .223 round. Out of that that bolt-action rifle, if let's say he was at 150 to 200 yards, the average muzzle velocity out of a gun, out of that round, depending on the grain of the bullet, and any hunter, you know, there will be many deer killed with that round coming up this hunting season around the country, millions, in fact, with that round. And that gun can be fired accurately with iron sights. It doesn't need to have a scope. And 150 to 160 yards is not that great of a shot. To people who don't know firearms and rifles and have never fired, they would look at that and say, oh, there's no possible way. Yeah, there's lots of ways it can be done. People do it every single day, and they do it accurately. So I don't want to gin up that conspiracy theory, but we have him on video. We know where the shot was taken from. And one of the most telling, and I don't hear a lot of people talking about this anymore, but the first video that I saw of the event was taken from very far back at about the same distance where the guy on the roof was. It was somebody that was at the back at the top of the crowd. And when the shot rang out, that camera, that phone, immediately turned to the right in the direction of where the shot came from. And if you look at where that turned, it was at that level. It was right there at that rooftop on the other side. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a lot going on here. We do have video of him walking with that gate through the neighborhood. He clearly had the rifle barrel down his pants.
Okay.
But again, I trust Kash Patel and I trust Bailey and I trust Bongino to give us the facts in this case when they know them. I trust them far more than anybody else, as much as you can trust government anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, you know, show me where else it came from. You know, the shot was angled down. People are talking now about there was no exit wound, you know, hand signals, all this stuff. Hand signals are not unusual for private security if they've got details in the crowd. There's a lot going on here. And the sad part about it is Charlie's life was ended. And now we see this massive explosion, of this conservative youth movement, which both of my children are participating in, by the
way,
at 21
awesome.
And 23 years old.
Very
now,
good.
I do want to say this on that same note. If my family is any indication, the Turning Point Freedom Festival in Phoenix in December, about a week before Christmas, is going to be double in size from what it was when my daughter and my niece went 2 years ago. They couldn't make it last year. Not only are they going this year, but they're taking my son and my nephew. So we've doubled our attendance at my family. Can you imagine what is going to happen in Phoenix this year at that event? I couldn't get them a hotel room, and I happen to know a lot of people in Phoenix. And we could. I know more people than the average people through business contacts. I couldn't get them a room within 15 miles of downtown, so I had to put them over in Scottsdale, which is fun. So it's going to be the massive turnout. And I heard, of course, I was listening to you and you guys and Todd talk about this, too. It's an incredible movement we're witnessing. Sadly, as time goes by, and I almost hate to say this, I mentioned this on my show yesterday, but as time goes by and as this becomes more and more of a distant memory, the movement we're seeing, I think, is going to be one that is explosive in the conservative movement. And I think you guys were right when you were talking with Todd about this revival, this revolution of revival that we're seeing and bringing God back into our lives. It has to happen.
Yeah.
And I think it is. I think we're witnessing it in real time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
I always say emotion doesn't have longevity, like the short-term pain, the anger, the anguish, the you know, love, whatever. But what does is actions, right? And what we're seeing is that more and more people going back to churches, more people actually actively starting these chapters, that's action. Action's much more difficult to halt and to stop. If people start really making church a priority, their faith a priority, becoming more bold and speaking out, those are actions. Those are things that if people just get in the habit of doing it, I think they're going to find it's a lot easier to sustain that. And that's what my hope is, that this isn't a fleeting memory. This isn't just an emotional inflection point for our country, but it's truly, as many people have used the word, revival for America.
Well, you know, that's a great point, and let me kind of expand on that just briefly from my own personal observations with my own kids who were there in 2022. For my kids' generation, what is that, Gen Z they call them? I don't really pay much attention to that. But who were there, this is their JFK moment for their generation. My daughter has pictures. She was right up near the front of the stage. She was behind the scenes with some of the news outlets, some of the folks that I knew. So they had a really good look at the behind the scenes inner workings of Turning Point. They have photographs of Charlie on stage. They treasure those now.
Yeah.
And they're able to say, like, I'm old enough, I'm going to date myself now, sadly, but I remember seeing Elvis in 1976, a year before he died. I'll never forget that. And that became even more important when he died. Wow, I saw him last year, and I was only 14 years old. So that's what we're seeing here. Now my son is going. So yeah, I think we're witnessing this explosion that was already well underway, and this is just magnifying it. And to them, it is a JFK moment. They will never forget where they. None of us will forget where we were, but particularly these kids, particularly when mine are involved in the Turning Point movement itself. So it's fascinating to watch. It really is. Truly, I feel good about it. And that sounds. I don't mean that. I think you know what I mean. I feel good about the explosion of the growth here, that we're actually going to get something good out of this horrific, tragic event. And another thing that's good about this as well is watching the other side, watching the demonic left act out is just mind-boggling to me. And I go back to Jasmine Crockett and the comments that she made the other day. You had 58 Democrats that voted against just simple human decency in the House of Representatives and that would not honor a man who was tragically murdered in front of the whole world publicly, including his family. You don't have to agree with everything somebody says. Can you imagine? To me, it's mind-boggling. It really, truly, it's hard to wrap your head around. Yeah. It is.
Yep.
Mark, always enjoy your viewpoint and your passion, brother. Thank you.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity to be here. You guys have a great show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.